will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
He may be outside the box, but he's here with us. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we go it every Wednesday, and it's a special Wednesday, isn't it?
It is, RSB, and good to be with you again, just like every week. But today is especially special because it is my lovely wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Charlene. Love you, Princess.
Happy birthday, Charlene. We're all going to get together, and we'll celebrate a little late in July 18th through 20th. In Asheville, North Carolina, with the whole family, and we just confirmed earlier in the week that Dr. Bitar is going to be there, too. It's going to be out of control.
Oh, that's going to be great. I can't believe that Bitar is going to be there. Is he going to bring the fam as well?
I hope so. He's only like 2 hours away. I don't know what excuse he'd have if he doesn't.
He'll come up with something. No, he'll bring the family, hopefully. Charlene and Debbie are good friends. Charlene can't wait to see Deb, so I'm hoping that he'll bring the whole fam up there.
That'll be nice. And, you know, I almost thought that when you said it's a special day, well, it's April the 16th, the day after that the devastating deadline.
It is.
To prop up the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank through the Federal Reserve System and the Internal Revenue Service in Puerto Rico.
That's exactly correct. Couldn't have said it better myself. It is the day after tax day, and this has always been special for us because, you know, me being a CPA, April 15th always falls the day before the 16th, believe it or not, and the 16th is her birthday. So it's always been fun for us to be able to go out and meet to kind of take a load off and celebrate her birthday and know that I don't have any more unconstitutional illegal tax forms to fill out.
Beautifully said. And of course, you're going to go out drinking and partying hard, not. So what do us organic orthorexics do to have fun when we want to celebrate?
Same thing as everybody else. We just control the foods that go in the mouth and make sure they're not GMO. make sure that they're as organic as possible.
Right, and it would be a party that my little girl Ariana could actually eat at.
Yeah, she wouldn't have to forego the cupcakes, would she?
Not at all. No, it's really great. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, look, we're all excited. So many things happening. You are Mr. Traveling Man right now. You're in the midst of the next level of project. I don't know what we're able to reveal about it today, but certainly I feel for your schedule.
Yeah, no, we can talk a little bit about it. I will begin to travel here within the next couple of days for what we are calling The Truth About Cancer, which is a mini-series investigative-type report with a flavor of 60 Minutes / Travel Channel / Reality TV, where we have a camera crew following me as I travel across the country interviewing doctors and patients that have treated successfully cancer naturally. And so that is the whole focus of this investigative report, is just to get doctors and patients and researchers in their own setting as we get the skinny on natural cancer treatments.
Right.
And so it's something that's really never been done before. We've seen the webinars and we've seen the different summits online, which are great.
Yes.
But nothing like this has ever been done with somebody actually, you know, with the camera crew traveling and getting the person as they interview the doctors and the researchers and the patients in their own homes and offices in their own settings. It's going to be very, very,
very
cool.
Very exciting. And, of course, GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, is funding the whole project, right?
They are. That's why I'm able to travel. No,
that's like
not.
Big budgets, right? Well, what's going on with GSK? They're not funding you. They're bribing people in Poland instead.
Yeah, we approached GSK to see if they would fund this thing, and they said they were out of money because they'd funneled all their money down the bribe tube. So, yeah, apparently they've been caught bribing doctors again. This is as you said, in Poland. Unfortunately, Robert, this is not something that is really news anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like saying, hey, you know, I woke up today, I took a shower, I ate breakfast. It's just kind of normal, everyday policy now for these drug makers to be caught bribing, falsifying research, doing whatever they can to get their latest and greatest drugs out on the market. Because, I mean, after all, this drug here is called Seretide. It's a lung drug. It's an $8 billion in sales each year.
Right.
This is just standard procedure for big pharma to bribe doctors to get the drugs out there.
Well, and if you thought it was uniquely something that only occurred in the United States, of course, no. This is a global phenomenon. The behavior begets the behavior all over the planet.
Yeah.
And you know, instead of a new lung-related breathing drug that we don't need. We could be nebulizing sovereign silver, like my son yesterday, who was, you know, his whole class got nailed with the chemtrail flu after they visited Washington, D.C. And it's not actually technically a flu. He had a little fever and he felt stuff in his lungs. So we had him nebulizing, and it's like within an hour, he's feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, I'm glad he's feeling better. And I'm dealing with this chemtrail flu or whatever you want to call it. With lots of people that I'm talking to on the phone across the country, so
right.
Not just there, it's everywhere. I did an interview Sunday night with a guy that was hacking, and he said, "Man, I just can't kick this." Same symptoms as we're hearing across the country. You know, this nasty cough, slight fever, feeling of just malaise, headache, just feel like you get run over by a bus. It's the chemtrail flu. So. And then, you know, nebulizing the sovereign silver, great suggestion. That was my first thought, but I always run it by my good buddy RSB, the homeopath, to make sure that it makes sense. And I always like it when I get the good thumbs up.
Yes, and what also we do is focus a little more support for the liver because we're talking about toxicological burdens. Mm-hmm. And so everything you do to help the liver, kidneys, and lymph move the stuff out, it will accelerate the moving through it and beyond it. So if you need a tip beyond doing something specific for the symptoms in the lungs, help the liver and you're going to get through it much quicker.
Yeah, don't tell a girl that you love her with all your heart. Tell her you love her with all your liver.
Nice.
That's when she knows you really love her.
And we love Charlene with all of our livers.
All of our livers.
Happy birthday, Charlene. And she'll be like, oh, gross. No, she won't. She gets it. She understands.
This is a
great perspective when it's coming out. But unfortunately, as you said, it's a standard operating procedure for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Now, the adverse effects.
Mm-hmm.
There are reporting systems in the United States, and there are to some degree everywhere else as well. Interesting one out of China, though, that references a significant percentage of them coming not from drugs, but something else within Big Pharma.
Could we say, is it the V word?
Did you say the V word?
The V word.
Yes. Vaccines.
Vaccine. Ah. And by the way, the vaccine trolls have been out in mass.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, desperate they are.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, a couple nights ago, Charlene was looking on Facebook, and it was on your page, and this one guy was just going on and on and on, and Super Don had hopped on there and come to your defense, and man, this guy just would not shut up. I mean, a clear troll out there, and she's like, tell Robert to get rid of this guy. He's lying.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I don't mind that being out there because it really causes people to look and observe. And so we don't shield folks from information, even if it's opposition to what we are speaking. But I understand it's annoying. It is. But I know some people actually do believe that. They do believe the other side, that vaccines indeed have prevented disease rather than caused it. And so we tend not to want to shout them down, but sometimes we'll have a little fun at their expense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree. We should have a little fun at their expense. And we've kind of, our policy has changed a little bit on Facebook because we sat down and said, okay, what is our goal with this Facebook page? The goal is to get the truth out. Our goal at this point is not to engage in fruitless, non-ending debate with a bunch of trolls. Our goal is for people now, you know, I've got on Cancer Truth now, I have over 100,000 likes on Cancer Truth. So I mean, we're getting, the numbers are growing exponentially the last month or two. And so our goal together with, you know, Charlene and I, with our Cancer Truth focus, is to get the truth out.
Right.
And we have so many people going to the page that are reading these trolls that we said, you know what, if they go out there and they just start regurgitating these party lines, this big pharma nonsense, and they attack those of us that are spreading the truth, they start slandering character, they're gone.
Our
goal with our page is not to engage in debate with those trolls. It is to spread the truth. And so we've kind of changed on that a little bit lately.
Sure. Now, and we don't mind engaging in higher level debate using higher powers of cognition. But when you start calling people names, that's where we tend to draw the line and go, okay, your arguments fall apart if you ever had them. So vaccines causing 42% of all what they call adverse drug reactions. This is coming out of Shanghai pediatric population. This is huge.
It is, and it's one of the first of these type of studies that's ever come out of China. And it's interesting that they're really kind of on board with what we've been saying, is that these vaccines are not necessarily all that healthy, that there's a lot of toxic effects of these vaccines. And so I'm really impressed that this actually, well, where did it get published? Natural Society?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not surprised that it got published. I was thinking it was one of the.
If a mainstream journalism group did, you'd be shocked. But no, it's not. It's coming out through the new media. Of course, we've witnessed the rise of the new media over the time we've been together in before. But now it's accelerating tremendously. And if we take vaccines to another layer here in the first segment, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger, as we do each week, we look to autoimmune syndromes linked to vaccines, and particularly the adjuvants in a nasty metal called aluminum.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and this article is published on InfoWars, talks about, it leads off here. Let me just read the first sentence. While the anti-vaxxers are being smeared in public campaigns as backward and unscientific fearmongers, bingo, that's exactly what we were talking about.
Yes.
A growing body of cutting-edge research is emerging from the top echelons of medical immunology to confirm what the cranks have been saying for years about the devastating effects of vaccine ingredients. And so, amen, there we go. We got a new autoimmune disease. It looks like it's called autoimmune inflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants. The abbreviation is ASIA, A-S-I-A.
Wow, and look at that.
Yeah.
And of course, coming out of Asia, which is the report of the 42% vaccine related to induced or adverse events, now we induce autoimmunity. And I've been saying this for years. Again, the vaccine apologists, it's a religion, it's a cult to them. And they don't perceive the paradigm difference that we have come to conclude based on the work of Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard and others who have gone beyond the concept of germ theory as causation of disease to recognize it's the law of the terrain, it's the milieu, it's the environment. Mm-hmm. And that's such an important thing. We're going to continue talking about the environment as it relates to breathing, because we started a little bit about that. Once again, happy birthday.
Hey, sorry.
Cough it up, fuzzball. We'll be back after this. More Outside the Box Wednesday and third-hand smoke. What the heck is third-hand smoke, and could it be harmful to your health? We'll check in with TMB and RSB after this.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Crazy.
What are you doing?
I heard about Vitar on Monday's show coming in with that new song by Gnarls Barkley, or the really popular song by Gnarls Barkley.
Actually, it's evidently quite old, so it shows how up to date on Gnarls Barkley you are as well.
I was going to make it analogous to the fact that he was polluting the air with those sound waves. Cigarette smoke pollutes the air with toxic carcinogens. I'm not sure that I made that connection very well.
Yeah, Dr. Batar said the only reason he's coming to Asheville is just to keep an eye on you so nothing gets out of hand at the event July 18th through 20th.
Well, you know what? Whatever the reason is that he's coming, I'm glad he's coming. It'll be good to see him.
Yeah, excellent. So, obviously, you haven't been smoking much because you actually hit the high notes on that one. And there's a story out of Natural Society about third-hand smoke. Not first, not second-hand, third-hand smoke. What are they talking about here?
Well, when they say third-hand smoke, it's, you know, at first I thought, okay, what are they talking about? I'd never heard of third-hand smoke. But apparently, it's what happens whenever the cigarette smoke leaves toxic residue on the furniture and the different, you know, things that are in a room, the dust that's left in a room on, you know, the furniture, on the tables, where somebody previously smoked. That's called third-hand smoke. But apparently, I mean, it makes sense that if there are carcinogenic chemicals in the cigarette smoke, which there are, we know that. And it's not the tobacco, by the way. It's the chemicals that they treat the tobacco with that cause
right,
the cancer,
right. Mm-hmm.
Not the tobacco itself. But if those chemicals cause cancer when breathed in, it does make sense that if those chemicals are left as residue on the furniture and on the, you know, as dust in the room, that it could also cause DNA damage. That makes sense to me. I didn't really know what third-hand smoke was. I'd never heard of it before. I'd heard of second-hand chemo, but I'd never heard of third-hand smoke.
Right, yeah. No, it is fascinating to look at that. But, of course, it only strengthens our perspective on the toxicological causes of disease. Mm-hmm. The problem with the germ theory aficionados and vaccine worshippers is right. that they ignore toxicology when it comes to infectious disease, and they pretend it's all about the virus, the bacteria, the fungus. And it right. isn't that we ignore what are called pathogens, but we don't argue for chemotherapy to kill them because they also kill the patient.
And that makes sense. That makes no sense to us as logical thinking beings. That if you have a set of drugs like chemotherapy drugs that destroy the immune system, that you can't have a long-term success with that treatment when your immune system is what you've been given by God to keep you healthy. You know, that it doesn't make any sense. A lot of times, what we say is just logic. It's just good old common sense. And unfortunately, the medical mafia has warped the minds of people today to where we don't really, we're told not to think anymore, Robert. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're told not to be logical, to draw a logical conclusion from something. We're just told to believe what we are told by the priests of the Church of Biological Mysticism, and that would be the doctors.
Yeah, exactly. And if we look again, the toxicological cause of disease, mm-hmm. and when I say chemotherapy, some people think, oh, chemotherapy for cancer. But no, I'm also talking about antibiotics. That is chemotherapy as well. And it's indiscriminate in that, you know, if you're lucky, it kills the bad guys you want, but it mm-hmm. kills all the good guys. And because of its toxic nature, it inflames and damages the integrity of yourself, your cells, your epithelial lining of your GI tract, and more. And that is your barrier. You know, your immune system's defense protection includes that barrier, as well as the microbes that are destroyed by the toxic drugs that GSK is bribing Polish officials to accept.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the way that you put that in the lectures that I've heard you before. You talk about the fact that the our gut is actually considered to be outside of our body.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that
funny? I like
the
way you put it. All the way from our mouth down to the planet Uranus.
Yeah, you know, you have to be delicate about talking about things like, you know, your booty hole, right? We talk yeah. in terms of like the way kids say it, right?
Yeah.
You know, be gentle about how you say it. So the planet Uranus, everybody likes astronomy. And, of course, the first two letters of astronomy, AS. You know where we're going with this, but we're polite about it.
Yeah, but yeah, I like the way you also made antibiotics analogous to chemotherapy. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be technically chemotherapy, but for all intents and purposes, the way that it affects the good cells as well as the bad cells, the way that it
right.
destroys your immune system, the way that it causes long-term issues, very, very similar to chemotherapy drugs.
Yeah, so we want to increase, obviously, selenium levels. We want to modulate our immune system with things like Better Way Health's
beta-1-3D glucan. Yeah.
Yep. And also Carnivora. Absolutely. These are the things that are going to bring us out of this mess. And, you know, we do that.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, it's all about relationships here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with TMB and RC. We got a great relationship. We just like hanging out. We're buddies each week. And, of course, we can do it more. We're going to get together and do it more at the Asheville Healing Revolution Summit with Dr. Frank King. He's invited us all to be there, and we're inviting you all to be there as well.
Yeah, you know, I was checking out Facebook a couple of days ago when you first posted that link. That's going to be amazing. It's got some really good speakers up there, and it's a beautiful location up there in Asheville that the conference is going to be at. I'm really looking forward to attending with the family. We're going to all come up there. We're going to caravan it up there. We're going to hang out with RSB and fam and Guitar and fam. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and it's like there are like five pools there. And, of course, Asheville is a great launching point into the Appalachians. There are places like you can tube down the river. There are great organic local kind of restaurants as well. So if you haven't planned your family road trip vacation for the summer, I think the Southern Appalachians are calling. And again, July 18th to 20th, Dr. Pitar will be there. TMB RSB will be there. We'll be able to sign books for you. Unlock the Power to Heal. Of course, Ty will have Cancer Step Outside the Box and Monumental Myths available as well. Very exciting.
Speaking of Unlock the Power to Heal, we got some of those books being shipped somewhere else this weekend, don't we?
That's right, the Cannabis Cup, and we're going to have Super Don working hard getting those things out. Since his picture's in the book, he'll help out getting them out to all the folks there at the Cannabis Cup. Looking forward to that with our friends from Hemp Meds PX and Canaway. So that's exciting. But on the relationship front, okay,
we're,
you know, you're a married guy, I'm a married guy, listen, it's work. It's not that you just, you wake up, you do nothing. You know, you gotta work for each other, you care and love each other, and sometimes it can be difficult. And we're not just pointing at women for cyclical reasons. There's evidently some more physiological explanations about happy marriages. This title through HealthFinder.gov is actually interesting. Feed a spouse, starve an argument. And and normally we would be totally ignoring or making fun of a study using voodoo dolls, but it's kind of funny how they interacted with this. Did you see this?
Yeah. Hey, honey, how you doing? Are you hungry here? Would you like a bite of a hamburger?
and then the needle goes in. Ow! What'd you do that for?
Yeah, no, I haven't read the full article yet, but it says study using voodoo dolls suggests irritable partners should grab a snack before speaking. And apparently, the fact that you get a little bit of yummy on your tummy, get a little bit of food in the belly, makes people less irritable and they don't argue as much. It's a good way to stop arguments in their tracks, which makes sense. The funny thing to me is that they use voodoo
doll. I know. And it wasn't about voodoo. They just kind of used this, and they used it as a measuring point. So if you felt irritated, you would do that. So they kind of assess it. And, of course, it related to blood sugar issues. So if you have lower blood sugar, of course, you're irritable. That's hypoglycemia. And, when you starve the higher brain of its nutrients, you're going to act more like an animal.
Yeah, and the reason I'm laughing here, I'm not going crazy, is it's taking me back to that movie with Bill Murray 25 years ago. Remember What About Bob?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Bob is this psychopathic, this crazy guy, very, very charming guy, but he's nuts, that he follows after his Richard
the therapist. Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, Dr. Leo Marvin in the movie is his name, and he follows them. And one of the things that Dr. Marvin does, he's this world-renowned psychiatrist that he goes on Good Morning America, and everybody loves him, and he's got this best-selling book. But he's so out of touch that when he talks to his kids, he can't talk to them face to face. So they have their little dolls that look like each other, and their dolls speak to each other. So that's where my mind was going when I reading the story. These little voodoo dolls,
right? And then there was a funny line that Bill Murray's character says that I think is so prescient. There are two kinds of people in the world: people who love Neil Diamond and people who don't.
So he's saying that the reason that his whole marriage fell apart was because he loved Neil Diamond and his wife didn't.
Right, and somehow Super Don and I have remained together all these years despite our differences on Neil Diamond. So
that is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing if you disagree on Neil Diamond.
But we can overcome that because we're not hypoglycemic. We take 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com 3 times a day. That staves off all hypoglycemia, reverses type 2 diabetes as well.
Awesome. Very good stuff. Anyway, that's a kind of a funny one to lead off the segment with, this voodoo dolls. But bottom line is, eat some food, eat some non-genetically modified organic food before you get into an argument with your spouse.
Yeah, but speaking of the GMO issue, there's a new study about chronically sick people having higher levels of the sinister glyphosate in their urine.
Yeah, that is an interesting article. I think, again, that was published on
Natural Society.
Yeah, but apparently the study is showing that animals and the humans that consume the GMO foods, those that are loaded with glyphosate, because remember, a lot of these foods have been genetically modified, so they can just douse them with
glyphosate. They can tolerate it,
and they can tolerate it without killing them. So they're finding that they have extremely high levels of that glyphosate in their urine, and this is leading to chronic illness, which, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if glyphosate, it has been invented to kill
life.
Insects, to kill all life, and they've genetically modified these plants so that they can live. It only makes sense that if you ingest that, it's going to do some pretty bad things to you. And here's the thing, Robert, it's not just that we're eating one food that has a little bit of this glyphosate on it. I mean, we're talking about these genetically modified foods have been doused in them.
Right.
And then they're taking these genetically modified foods and they're including them in over 90% of processed foods today, which is the majority of the standard American diet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we got a IV of glyphosate running through us 24/7. People that are eating highly processed foods do.
Right, and it's interesting. They had to genetically modify plants so they wouldn't die from being exposed to the substance. Now, let me ask you something, Ty. Are you aware that if they've genetically modified the average human to tolerate this stuff?
I don't think they've done that yet, and therein lieth the problem.
Yes, well said.
I don't think they've done it. So that's why it's causing these problems in humans, because we don't like poison in our system, and they haven't gotten a hold of us yet to modify our DNA so that we can tolerate it. As a matter of fact, the skeptic in me says they don't want us to be able to tolerate it, that there is a more insidious reason behind some of these genetically modified crops. They ain't going to be modifying humans. If we fall off the face of the earth and our population is drastically reduced, that will just fall right into line with what the globalists believe should be happening.
Sure.
According to their stated documents.
And I know you're a CPA, but I have to ask another engineering question. Are you aware if they've engineered this glyphosate, the Roundup, to not kill good gut flora within the human body or animal body?
I would have to say the answer to that, there, good buddy, is no.
Yeah. And so this is the thing. They may have the so-called science and the lab coats and the big bucks, but the reality is they're engineering death and destruction and chronic diseases, and that's the point. When you look at the study, chronically ill people have higher levels of this glyphosate in their urine, so it's in their system.
But, Robert, hey, look, I'm going to have to disagree with you here.
Uh-oh.
Because Monsanto said that the glyphosate was safe. And why would they lie to us?
What? Why would they lie to us? To sell their poison. Come on, man. They can't come out and say it's good for you, can they?
Well, you know, I guess you kind of brought me over on that one. That was a good point. No, see, I'm trying to, you know, giving the poor man's version of a lead into this next article, talking about how Monsanto has been misleading on the safety of these glyphosate-tainted genetically modified crops. And the bottom line is that all the research that they have been doing is showing that this is toxic to the food chain, toxic to humans. But they haven't been telling us that. The research has been telling us.
Do you have a specific example of one thing that they've lied about? Because a lot of folks believe that Monsanto would never lie. I mean, they're just trying to save the world and feed the world.
Let's see. Let me go through this article here and see what I can find here, because I just pulled it up.
And by the way, we have all the things linked up in the show notes here. If you want to review these articles and, go deeper than we have the time to do on any of them, you can go to robertscottbell.com. Of course, we've got links up to Ty's books and our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well as the Cancer Step Outside the Box and Monumental Myths and beyond that. So go ahead and review these things. And Ty, again, when we cover these things, we understand we can only kind of pique your interest to go further in your discovery of this.
Yeah, that's true. We can. I'm sorry. I'm not being very, very cooperative here. I'm looking at specific examples in this article. It's pretty technical. We can read it. You mean to read it?
Read me a sentence, because we want to get an anchor point here.
Yeah, let me read a couple paragraphs here, because this is very interesting, but it's kind of technical. Okay, so it says, if you believe Monsanto, you would think conventionally grown crops have higher levels of toxic glyphosate than GM varieties. So they have been saying that conventionally grown crops have more glyphosate than their GMO crops. Not surprisingly, you would be wrong. Despite Monsanto's assurance that their GM crops are safe, a recent analysis in food chemistry revealed that not only do GM crops take up and accumulate dangerous pesticides during the growing season, but that Monsanto's research to the contrary is completely misleading. According to the researchers on that project, Thomas Bone and Marakura, genetically modified foods contain extreme levels of pesticide residues, glyphosate, and its principal breakdown product, which is aminomethylphosphonic acid, AMPA. For the study, the researchers tested three different soybean samples for nutrients and various compounds, including pesticides, glyphosate, and AMPA. Those three samples included organic soybeans, GM soybeans, and conventional non-GM soybeans. None of the organic or conventional soybeans showed residues of glyphosate or AMPA. The GM soybeans, however, had residues averaging 9 milligrams per kilogram. So, an amount that surpasses many vitamins in a crap.
Yeah, well. Ty, what we're talking about here is the lies. The claim that they said is if we genetically modify this stuff, we're going to be able to use less of it, the food will become safer, and the environment will be less polluted. It turns out quite the opposite has become the reality here, as some predicted, like our good friend Jeffrey Smith.
Yeah, and the bottom line, what I just read, those three paragraphs, they're saying that the conventional and the organic produce has higher levels of the glyphosate than what their genetically modified crops do, and this test just showed that they actually have no glyphosate mm-hmm. in the organic or conventionals, only their GM crops did.
Yeah, so if we're going to undo this damage, I mean, part of the reason we're going to get together in Nashville, we're going to delve into more homeopathic medicine with Dr. King. That's part of the reality is that we can utilize the homeopathic signatures to help alert the body to throw this stuff out, but we've got to strategize and do everything we can, not only to modulate immunity, but to upregulate our excretory functions, because we've got to counteract this big time.
Exactly, we do. And so this just kind of falls back into that same category that if we are told anything by the mainstream press, Charlene and I believe the opposite, and that's pretty close to the truth. And again, we were correct on this glyphosate deal. Monsanto says that it's not any higher in their GM crops. Actually, it's much higher.
So if they make a claim, do the opposite. We got to take a break. We'll be back so we can make sure your kids are getting as much junk food as possible at public schools after this.
That sounds great.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Please remember to say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors here Outside the Box Wednesdays, Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, and of course our friends at Carnivore, carnivore.com, also supporting the Health Freedom Express, and our good friends at Better Way Health up there in Atlanta. You definitely can plug in and modulate immunity like nowhere else. Through those two resources.
We can be an immunomodulating machine.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. Especially when we got to deal with all the garbage coming out of the media. You know, and this story is interesting to wrap up today's show on, because we love talking about food. Heck, I love just seeing what Charlene and you are making at the home front. Can't wait to try some of it in Asheville if it survives the long road trip from Texas.
We'll have to put some dry ice in.
Seriously, I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, this story about schools getting ready to rid themselves of any and all junk food, including the bake sale variety. Now, this comes off the Blaze. Now, normally we would say, well, we are for cleaner, better foods, less junk food. No problem there. But on the other side, we'd be going, oh, here goes the government making more rules about what food you can and can't eat. And I'm torn on this one because I just think even more dangerous, if I could say it that way, of toxic, refined GMO foods is the pollution of the minds of these young kids being raised in government indoctrination centers.
No doubt. This is one of many things that we have issues with these. I love the way you put it, the government indoctrination centers. It's not just the food. It's the lies that they're being fed as truth, that are corrupting their mind, and they're trying to get the next, they're trying to take control of the next generation through the misinformation as well as through the foods. Now, here's what's interesting. What exactly do they mean that they're going to get rid of all junk food? Does that mean that it's going to be all completely organic food that's there? There's not going to be any genetically modified foods in the school? I don't think so. I don't think that's what they mean. What do they mean by getting rid of all junk food? I can't really tell exactly what they mean.
They have a different definition of junk, don't they?
They do have a definition of junk. I mean, when they're talking about, if they're still going to have the whole grain products that are there at the school, then most of those are junk as well. I mean, just because something is whole grain, that's just kind of a catchphrase now that is being used for people to think that something's healthy. That's not necessarily healthy. Okay, so they're going to have dairy at the schools left. Mm-hmm. So, okay, is it going to be organic dairy, or is it going to be dairy from
right
GH-laden and antibiotic-injected cows?
Exactly. You know, they push low fat dairy products from factory farmed animals, not free grazing animals. So for me, you know, when they say you're removing junk food, no, they're not. They still have a pasteurized, homogenized product that I don't believe is fit for human consumption.
Right. You know, they're going to have fruits. What are they going to have? Those little fruit cups where fruit soaked in the high fructose corn syrup? That's what a lot of these lunch ladies think that is healthy. I mean, that's what you get a kid that brings us a paper bag lunch with some healthy food in it, and they get a call from the lunch lady that says,
right,
we're taking that. He doesn't have a doctor's note, and we're going to give him some chicken nuggets. So, you know, our definition of what healthy food is and theirs is different. I don't like government regulation of anything that's outside of the scope of what they should be regulating, and I certainly don't want government regulators stepping in and telling me what is healthy food.
Well, our friends from the nanny state would say, well, you know, there are a lot of poor folks that if they didn't get any food from, like, the school, they would be, you know, fed ding-dongs, Twinkies, and Ho-Hos from the corner store.
Right.
Well, it may be true, but is the answer to give them USDA genetically modified kind of, you know, fruits and grains? You could argue, okay, maybe it's a step up to some degree, but we're food snobs, we're purists, we're elitists, right? We're so arrogant that we want to teach those folks how to grow their own food, how to get connected to local farms.
You snob.
Farms.
You are
I know.
Such a snob.
How outrageous is that? And that
and you're a racist too.
How is that racist?
You're a racist.
That's not racist.
Well,
except that we're racing to help them. Maybe that, but others.
I just say that because people accuse us of being racist. For what reason? You know, the biggest thing is when we go out against Obamacare, and it has nothing to do with race on Obamacare.
Huh.
I couldn't care less if Obama was purple. It has nothing to do with race. It's the fact that Obamacare stinks.
And the reason is, of course, it embraces the drugging of the culture, drugging of all people. And that's something we do not stand for here. So we perceive differently the ways to help folks. Like, rather than vaccinating and artificially inducing a false sense of security or immunity, we actually look at genuinely strengthening immunity by exposure and by detoxification, by vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, but that is empowering the individual rather than falling prey to the cult of collectivism, and the immune system doesn't work as a collective.
You sound like a terrorist talking about individualism versus collectivism.
How dare me? And by the way, we're out of time. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's over?
It's over. Hey, what's the message? We got
to
go.
Power to heal is yours, Robert.
Amen.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.